You guys are cool, man. You guys are all right. You guys are very good. You're a little judgy, but you're okay. You're all right. The one with the arms folded. I'll give him some, but I gotcha. I understand. But look, you never know what it's going to be, right? Like, you don't know me before I come up here. Like, we don't know the audience. Like, for comics, like, every show is different for us. Every audience is different. That's why comics get credits when we come on stage. Any comic you'll ever see, like, any comedy show, the comics always get credits so that you know we'll be funny. Always done that. Well, okay, all right? Like, nobody else gets that. You don't hire, like, a construction worker. Hey, nailed it yesterday, and here he is to screw it. Woo-hoo! All right, that doesn't happen. When I come up, a lot of times they'll say, this next comic has been on Law & Order, which is true, but that's weird for an audience. I understand that. Because you hear Law & Order in your head like, oh, well, he's going to be awesome because that's one of the funniest shows on. But we get to do other things. Like, this is the fun part, coming out and performing live. I love this, okay? But we do get to do other things. Like, the coolest audition I've ever been on was a voiceover, right? And those are cool because you talk for maybe 30 seconds and they'll send you money, right? This was the easiest one ever because all I had to do was walk in and say, Ford Explorer, no boundaries. That's it. That's all I had to do. Ford Explorer, no boundaries. So I do that, but the audition people are there. Like, well, we want you to play with it a little bit. Could you play with it? Like, really? All four words? No, you're a comic. You should improv with it. Can you improv? Like, oh, I sure can. So I said, what about this? Ford Explorer, almost 10 miles to the gallon. Right? And they're like, no. How about this? Ford Explorer is really fun to watch soccer moms try to park them. They're like, no. I got it. Ford Explorer, no boundaries, like a guardrail or a riverbed after it blows a tire. And they hated that. Right? My problem is I thought that Ford would have a sense of humor, but they don't. But I thought they would because they designed the Focus, but no. That's not my fault.